Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company, a Chicago craft brewery that works to innovate new ways to brew and age beer. More at gooseisland.com. You don't need to be the only beer you drink. We just want to be the best beer you drink.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and later on in the show, Jim, I'm not going to mince any words. One of the best, maybe the best, live band of the last 10 years, a giant dog, is going to be in our studio.
I know you're very excited about that. That's later in the show. But first, Greg, it's one of our periodic Buried Treasures episodes. We like to dig deep and find music that most of our listeners will not have heard yet and share it because we're excited about it. This is up-and-coming, under-the-radar discoveries that we are eager to share. And first up for me is a feminist, queer, trans punk band, is how they brand themselves, from Baltimore, Maryland. Came together in 2016. They are singing about feminism, trans rights, love, sex, and the surveillance state. big ideas, and they pulled them off. Led by a really inspired vocalist, Rain Alexander. I love this story, Greg. The guitarist, Kelsey Luz, was part of the Peace Corps. And while she was in Panama, she became acquainted with this patron saint of Las Tablas. Her name was Santa Librada. And Librada, rather than become married to someone that was arranged, and she didn't want that marriage, she prayed to grow a beard and become more masculine to escape this arranged marriage. Her father was furious and crucified her. We forget. You and I don't. We were at Catholic school when we were young. You forget how gruesome some of these stories of the saints are. She was decanonized in 1969. But obviously this notion of gender and rights and love and sex, all of this stuff is in this band's music. I'm going to play a song called Child Bride, which is about child sexual abuse, a heavy topic. But Santa Librada, the band, makes us think and also makes us rock. Here they are on Sound Opinions. Santa Librada, Child Bride, my first buried treasure. Greg, I'm eager to hear one of yours.
Jim, I'm going to go to Australia, Melbourne, for my first pick, a band named Low Tide. I'm a big fan of Henry Rollins' radio show. I listen to it streaming, and he introduced me to this band a few months ago, and I have been obsessed with their second album ever since, Southern Mind. I don't think they have a big following in North America quite yet, but I would love to see this band come through the States, because they play a sound that you and I both appreciate. Some might call it shoegaze, that heavy guitar sound, dreamy kind of vocals. I put them more on the dream pop side of the spectrum. If shoegaze is kind of the heavier rock thing, dream pop is more on the atmospheric side, maybe more Cocteau Twins versus shoegaze, which is more My Bloody Valentine, a heavier thing. They're more on the Cocteau Twins side of the spectrum. And the reason I say that, they focus on those melancholy harmony vocals and those big shimmering mountains of reverb. And there's a fragility to the music where you think the whole thing might crash down at any minute. And they just sort of hold this sort of delicate thing together through this haze. It's a wonderful sound. You sort of can get lost in it for days at a time if you allow yourself to have this thing on loop. Here's Low Tide with a track called Elizabeth Tower from their second album, Southern Mind, on Sound Opinions. That's Elizabeth Tower from Low Tide, the Southern Mind album on Sound Opinions, one of my favorite buried treasures. What have you got next, Jim?
Amazingly, Greg, we do not compare our lists ahead of time. I'm staying in Melbourne. You know, people ask, how do you find these bands? And I get so much email, Facebook messages, Twitter messages. You do too. We always have our ears open, our antenna up. I got a tweet from a Sound Opinions fan, Jim Kunar, who said, trust me, this could be the next great punk band. I listened, and he's right. from Melbourne, Australia, Amyl and the Sniffers. Amyl as in amyl nitrate. They have recorded two EPs, Big Attraction and Giddy Up, and I found them online combined. So this is an album consisting of two EPs with a total running time of 20 minutes. It is fast. It is furious. Lead singer Amy Taylor is just absolutely on fire. She describes what they're trying to do as the Sex Pistols with a little bit of Black Lips and Art Brut and Breeders. You know, faster, louder, three chords, angry. I Am Not a Loser is the song I'm going to play. And it's an absolute blast. People look at me like I'm a hooker, but I just want to be a venue booker. I'm not a loser. Man, that is the epitome of the DIY underground VFW hall punk scene, or whatever the equivalent is in Melbourne. Amyl and the Sniffers, I'm Not a Loser on Sound Opinions. I'm not a loser. Neither are you, Greg Kot. Amyl and the Sniffers. Is that great or what?
Oh, man.
All 1 minute and 49 seconds of it.
Jim, my next band really doesn't have a home because they're a multinational bicontinental quartet featuring members of four bands, the Horrors, the Black Angels, the Earlies, Elephant Stone. And this has been a project that has been germinating for over a decade. They first started working together tentatively, a couple of the members, in 2004. Then a couple of the other members met each other, and there was this kind of circle of friends that said, you know, we got to do something together. Slowly but surely, they've been trickling singles out the last year or so, and there's finally a debut album coming out in a few weeks. The band is called Mine, M-I-E-N. And as I said, a collaboration between the members of four bands with very disparate sounds. What they've joined in on is sort of a, I guess the best way to describe it would be sort of a psychedelic electro-rock sound. I found that in listening to the song that I'm going to play next, Earth Moon, I really enjoyed playing this on a very loud stereo system, cranked up. I mean, the level of detail, it sounds somewhat overwhelming at first, but at the same time, there's a level of detail within the noise that I found really transfixing. Plus, it has a sitar. And as you had me at the sitar, basically,
okay.
You know? So I love what they're doing. Can't wait to hear the album. It's Mine with a song called Earth Moon on Sound Opinions. That is Mine with a song called Earth Moon on Sound Opinions, one of my buried treasures. After a break, Jim and I are going to dig up some more buried treasures, and later in the show, indie rockers A Giant Dog join me in the studio for a live performance. That's all coming up on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.